Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want to ask Mary Kay Cabot, who joins us right now, she does every Thursday at 8:20 on a Thursday morning, about the first-round pick. Mary Kay, I think we asked you last week if you missed first-round picks. Do you think the Browns, as JW says, missed first-round picks?
Well, I think they've done a nice job of trying to find players in other ways. Some of Andrew Berry's best acquisitions over these past 3 years have come in trades. So essentially, with Jerry Jeudy, they were able to land a first-round player with a nominal amount of draft capital. So I think if you look at it that way, then it eases the pain a little bit. They added Amari Cooper for a fifth-round pick a couple of years ago. So they've done things to make up for the fact that they haven't had these first-round picks, and I think they've done a really good job of it.
Mary Kay, like I should clarify, too, before Tone takes off and asks you the next question. Like, look, Anthony and I have had vigorous debates about Micah Parsons or Brandon Ayuk or anything like that. I understand that salary caps come into play, other teams and what they could offer as far as a trade come into play. I mean, these are pie-in-the-sky off-season arguments. A first-round pick matters a whole bunch. If there was a way that they could get one of these other premier players and they could just do it for giving up a first-round pick next year and go four straight years without a first-round pick, would the Browns, would they hesitate to do it?
I think that Andrew is very aggressive and that he will do anything that he thinks will help the team. If they see that there is that player out there and that they can get him just by trading up into the first round, then he probably would at least consider doing it. I don't see it happening. I think they can be patient. I think this roster that they have right now is stocked well enough to get them to a championship, so I don't think they have to do it. I think they can find other pieces or fill holes in other ways, so I really don't see them doing it, but I would never put anything past Andrew. He's an aggressive drafter. He's an aggressive trader, and he'll do whatever it takes.
Mary Kay with us. The big news, obviously, from the week, at least I thought, and I looked at it as a hugely positive story, was Deshaun Watson. Seems like not only is he on schedule, that he's been throwing like crazy. Talked about whether or not there were limitations. And the longer he talked, though, some people got a little more confused on where he is and whether or not he's ahead of schedule. I looked at it all as a positive. What did you take away?
Well, my biggest takeaway from the Deshaun interview was the fact that he now believes it's possible, or has been told it's possible, he could have fractured the shoulder all the way back in week 3 in the Titans game. And if that's true, if there was something in there going on more than the strained rotator cuff, I think it informs everything that happened afterwards. And I think a lot of people thought Deshaun doesn't have it anymore. Deshaun's washed up. Deshaun is horrible. And if he was trying to play on a badly damaged shoulder that whole time, I think it does kind of let people understand and know that this was not the Deshaun that they're going to see if he's healthy this year. The other thing that I took away from that is the fact that they did have to repair the labrum as well. And that's a little bit different than just having to repair the bone. So I haven't figured out yet whether or not you always have to repair the labrum when you repair a displaced fracture of the glenoid bone, or if that was something that they also just had to do. So I do think that he might need a little bit of time this offseason in OTAs, in minicamp, to ramp up, to take it easy, and to not overdo it. So I don't think that it was a confusing press conference, But I do think he shed some light on the entire shoulder situation and maybe gave us some details that we really didn't know before.
Well, you talked about the details we didn't know before, and I don't think it needs to be a blame game situation for last year. Sometimes, unfortunately, injuries, the way they manifest, the way the imaging can be difficult, and sometimes, unfortunately, people just get it wrong. What happened last year? Did you get clarity on the specifics to when he got injured, what the Browns knew, when they knew it, how he went out there for that Colts game, and so forth?
No, there is no real clarity on that, and I don't know if there ever really will be, because as Deshaun stated, he doesn't know exactly when he fractured the shoulder, and his surgeon doesn't know exactly when he fractured the shoulder. What we do know is that his surgeon, Dr. Neil Eletresh, was amazed that he was able to go out and play the Cardinals game the week before the Ravens game with the shoulder injury. So that leads me to believe that it was fractured for that game too. So there's a lot of uncertainty, and it doesn't mean that anybody did anything wrong. I mean, the Browns have one of the best medical staffs in the entire NFL, in the world, really. And so it doesn't mean that anyone did anything wrong. These are difficult injuries. Perhaps you could have something inside of a shoulder that you don't detect or you don't see. I don't know exactly what happened. We'll probably get a little bit more clarity today from Andrew Berry, and I'm sure that he will make it known that the Browns medical staff obviously did everything right and did everything that they possibly could to make sure that their $230 million investment was on the field when he should be.
Well, it does say to me, and hey, the show's been critical, but the show also tries to be fair to everybody involved, including the Browns quarterback. And there's been people who go, well, he's got his money, he doesn't care anymore. I go, wait a minute. If he actually fractured this thing in the game against Tennessee, well, that means he definitely forced his way back on the field when it was too soon against Indianapolis, and then he definitely forced his way back in the field when it was too soon against...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Arizona, so I could say that this is a guy who's desperate to go out there and prove himself and get back on the field.
Well, he didn't know that he had a fractured shoulder.
Clearly he knew he was injured, though. I mean, if he's hearing a clicking, he knows things ain't good.
He didn't hear the clicking until the Baltimore game. That's when he did not hear the clicking part until the Baltimore game. So it could have been a situation where there was something barely perceptible in there, something that might not be caught on a scan or whatever, or maybe a weakness of something. And then one thing led to another. And then by the time he played the Baltimore game, it just kind of blew. So nobody really knows for sure exactly when the fracture took place, but at least he's saying that it's possible that it could have happened on that big hit at the end of the run in week three. And I think that would make some of his subsequent performance make a little bit more sense.
That's fair. Mary Kay joining us on the show. Why the confusion then with some of our brethren in the media about whether or not he's going to be ready to go for week one? I assumed, I mean, they asked him several times. Now I know he's been a guy who's wanted to get on the field before. I assume he's going to be ready for week one.
Well, nothing has changed in that regard. He told us at the opening of his restaurant last week that he would absolutely be ready for week one. I asked him what makes him so confident about that, and he gave some good answers about that, including just what his medical staff is telling him and how the rehab is going and how hard he's working. So I don't think that's changed. I think the only uncertainty right now is when are they going to let him practice full strength with the team? Are they going to let him play in a preseason game, which he probably shouldn't do that, really. But are they going to let him practice, you know, in minicamp? And that might be a no. And his surgeon is going to have a large say in this matter. The hard part is there is no precedent. There is no NFL comp for this. So you can't say, oh, yeah, these three guys came back in June minicamp and then they were fine for the start of the season. He's at this point still on track to start the season.
Mary Kay, we are officially 1 week out from the NFL draft. And obviously, as we started talking to you and hearing from JW yesterday, we probably have never talked less NFL draft than we have the last few years because of the Watson deal. But I know that you're doing your job and you are dialed in. Where do you think position-wise the Browns are going to go in the second round? Do you think there's a chance for, I've heard trade up, I've heard trade down. What's in play here?
Well, you'll hear all of those things today when we talk to Andrew Berry at 10 a.m. for his pre-draft press conference. I'm sure he'll say he's open to anything, and he's working the phones right now. So they will be open to a trade up, a trade back, maybe a trade back. I would think more so they want to hang on to the highest pick that they can and get the best player that they can. As far as a position, I don't think they do it that way. I really don't. I don't think they target a position. I think it's a deep wide receiver draft, so they're looking at a lot of receivers, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them go receiver there. But we've learned with Andrew Berry's previous drafts that he will definitely take that best available player, even if he's stocked at a position.
The reason I bring up the trade down part of this, and we've gotten into some arguments, I'd say, on this show about the tack to take. I've always thought that it's time for the Browns to start getting more and more draft picks. More young, cheap players are going to be the way to make sure to sustain a window rather than just keep plucking from free agency. But we have these debates because, like you said, he's been aggressive, Andrew Berry. They want to keep bringing in the talented players. And obviously, the known talented players are the free agents. But I just wonder if going into a season now, I think they, what, just got their fifth pick with that seventh-round trade, that you're looking at the Ravens. The Ravens routinely have double-digit draft picks, and that's been part of their successful model.
Well, I think they've done a good job of adding players in other ways as undrafted free agents, street free agents. I think they do a nice job of acquiring young players. This is a pretty deep roster. But right now, when you look at it, there's not a lot of room. There are not a bunch of open jobs for young guys. So it's really a developmental thing in terms of the draft right now. They're not looking for their number two receiver at this moment. They have that guy. So I think they have a good strategy the way that they're going about it. And they always seem to find a lot of good young players to add to the team, even if they don't come through the draft.
What do you think of White Face Mess?
I like him. I don't get really caught up too much in the whole uniform and face mask issue, but I do like them. They are a nice, clean, bright look, and they're associated with success. So let's go for it.
What color would you want a third helmet to be?
Well, I was kidding around yesterday on a podcast about this, and I said, why not go gold? Let's do something completely different. We've already seen white. We've already
gold?
Seen the orange. I wouldn't like brown. I'm mostly joking, but I mean, they already have white and orange. So I don't know what else you could really do.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for your time and your candor. You're wonderful. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We got J.C. Sheldon, former Ohio State women's basketball guard, and a new Dallas wing in the WNBA. She's going to join us at 9:20 this morning. Coming up next, we just heard from Mary Kay about it. I want to hear from J.W. Johnson from yesterday on Baskin and Phelps, because, folks, the good old days are back here in Cleveland, Ohio. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.